Jeremiah 26, verses 12 to 15. Jeremiah stands his ground. To put it another way, Jeremiah shows his mettle. Jeremiah does not buckle. Jeremiah 26, 12 to 15. This prophet has been threatened with death. This man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You have heard it with your own ears. Verse 11. The people, the pastors, the leaders, the rulers, the governors, from top to bottom, they cannot stand this man. They cannot stand his preaching. He preaches against this place. He preaches against us. He preaches against our practices. We like what we're doing. We have the prophets, the false ones, of course, but they won't admit that. We have the prophets telling us it's all well. And here comes this man preaching against this place. This confrontational, this narrow-minded, this bitter man. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Sentence him to death. Then Jeremiah, verse 12, said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city, all the things you have heard. The Lord sent me, and he sent me to prophesy." This is the word of God. Preaching is not prophesying in the full sense. It's not bringing the word of God. It's declarations, discourses on the word of God. Here is a man who is claiming to bring the authoritative word from God, direct from the Lord. "The Lord has sent me to prophesy against, it's the Lord's will. He is against this house. He is against this people. He is against the kings, the pastors, the rulers, the shepherds. He's against you. It's the Lord, not me. I am just his mouthpiece. I'm not backing off. But know this, if you deal with me, you've still got to deal with God. If you stop me, you won't stop God. Now reform your ways." In fact, he comes back even stronger. He drives it home yet again. He's not put off. You see, he fears God more than he fears man. He values his praise, God's praise, far more than any praise from man. This man is a warning man, a commanding man, a promising man from the Lord, because the Lord is warning, commanding, promising here. Verse 13, "Now reform your ways." This is the word of God to you. "And your actions, and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster he has pronounced against you." Here's the promise. He will relent. He will not bring this disaster. He will spare you. But you must repent. You must return to the covenant. You must return to the law. "As for me," and he literally says that, verse 14, "as for himself, well, the Lord will have to see to it. I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. But be assured, remember this, however, that if you put me to death, you're bringing the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves." This is what you will be doing. "I'm innocent because I'm coming from the Lord. It's the Lord you have your complaint against. I am innocent. You will be bringing the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves." I am guilty in the sense that I have been preaching it. But the responsibility for the message, for the burden of this word, is the Lord's responsibility, is his burden, is his message. "And you will be bringing the guilt of innocent blood, mine, on yourselves and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth," and this is the fact of it, "the Lord has sent me to speak all these words in your hearing." He's telling them it's a very, very serious business to be a prophet. And it's a very, very serious business to listen to a prophet. Now, preaching is not the same, but there is an element of it. I know preaching today is considered a sport, an entertainment, and people like to go and hear preaching all the time. And you know, I've contributed to it, putting these audios up, these discourses up. It can become a hobby like tea tasting, But my friend, it's not that. It's a very serious business. Whenever we open our Bible, whenever we listen to the Word of God, it's very, very serious. We're challenged. We're reproved. We have to be corrected, instructed. And if we respond and please the Lord and turn to the Lord in His Word, not the Word of man, but the Word of God, then He will bless us indeed. He will be honored and glorified. I'm not saying it's penny in slot, but I am saying that if we hear the Word of God and obey, His blessing is upon us. Sinner, if you hear the Word of the Lord, hear it now. Repent and believe. You're commanded to turn to Christ and be saved. If you repent and believe, you will be saved. If you refuse, you will perish. And the same goes for the saint of God and for the churches and for these re-engineers of the churches today. Hear the word of the Lord and back to the covenant of Christ, the new covenant, back to the law of Christ, back to the word of God. Not this justifying of our pagan ways by warping the scriptures, but submit to the word and submit to it in obedience and trust and believe the promise. It's a very dangerous thing to hear the word of God. The word of God is alive and powerful. Remember what Spurgeon said, defend the Bible, I will as soon defend a lion. Don't defend the Bible, open the cage and let the lion out. Jeremiah would not listen to peer pressure. He would not respond to it. He would not listen to the culture of the day. He would not respond to it in the sense of yielding to it. He would speak the word of God. In spite of danger, in spite of the risk, in spite of the age in which he lived, the spirit of the age in which he lived, he would speak out. Indeed, that culture and that spirit made him speak, and the Lord was speaking through him. Now, as I say, preachers are not in the same class today, but we need men preaching the word of God in this stamp. Men who fear God, not us. Men who value God's praise, not man's praise. Men who know the word of the Lord and deliver it with authority. Who confront, who challenge, who warn, who promise, all according to Scripture by the power of the Spirit. We need such men today. And we need to learn from these people of Judah under Jeremiah. What a bad example to us. Whenever we hear the word of God, however it hurts us, may we yield and respond and walk in the ways of God's word. May we be obedient. It's not that we sit in judgment on the word. The word sits in judgment on us. Jeremiah stands his ground. He shows his mettle. He does not buckle. God give us such men today. May we learn from the men of Judah and do far better than they. May we yield to God and so glorify his name. And when I say preaching, the same goes for reading the Bible too. Whenever we open the Bible, God is speaking to us. May we have ears to hear, and hearts to love, and wills to obey the word of God. Amen.